Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The X Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone Radio Show or endorsed in any manner by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, the X Zone Broadcast Network, its affiliated networks, stations, employees, or advertisers.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to the X Zone. I am Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I'm your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And the X Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, right here on the X Zone Broadcast Network, Talkstar Radio Network, Mutual Broadcast Network, and on Simul TV. If you'd like to send me an email, same email address that I've had for all these years, xzone at xzoneradiotv.com, on all social media sites, xzone radio TV. For all the broadcast schedule for the xzone broadcast network, which is brought to you 724-365 with our compliments, visit www.xzbn.net. And for the xzone TV channel, visit simultv.com. In the top of the search engine, just type in X Zone. My guest this hour, X Zone Nation, is Angela Moore. And Angela is an internationally known psychic and spiritual consultant known as the Hillbilly Psychic. She has been featured on various television and radio shows, as well as in newspapers. She sees folks at her home in WNC. And on her website, she shares insights through her show, Metaphysical Matters. Joining me now is the Hillbilly Psychic, Angela Moore. And Angela, welcome back to the X Zone.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Why the Hillbilly Psychic?
I don't know why I do these things, Rob. I just take this spell and it feels like a good idea at the time. But, you know, to be honest, I think it's just basically who I am. You know, I tell people, you know, I'm just a hillbilly on the side of the road because that's where I live, on the side of the road. And I don't want people to be intimidated by me. I don't know how to explain this, but it bothers me. Mm-hmm. It hurts my feelings when people are afraid of me. And here's the thing, Rob, when I'm doing a good job and I'm on and I'm actually doing really well, sometimes people get a little bit of afraid, you know, and it's like, you know, man, don't be scared of me and what I do. I'm just sitting here talking to you. It's all I'm doing. Going to help you if I can. And people do tend to respond well to me. They do tend to have a lot of affection for me, bless their hearts, and I have affection for them too, you know. But I think it basically, it just, helps me to remember I'm just plain old me. No matter what I'm doing, I'm still just plain old me.
When I was reading your bio, your home in WNC. Now, I understand that NC would be North Carolina, but what does the W stand for?
Western. I live right in the foothills.
Gotcha.
Right before you hit the big mountains, I'm right there in the foothills of Western North Carolina.
So you're an Appalachian girl?
Yeah, I am. I'm an Appalachian girl. It's exactly what I am, right here in the foothills.
Tell me, when did you first realize that you had this gift of being a psychic?
This is embarrassing because I've always been this way. I've always known I was this mm-hmm. way, but I thought everybody else was too. So I was about 35 to 36 years old before somebody that I respected, an older lady, very well in my community, very very much a lady, you know, in this community. She told me, I was actually working in a business that they owned at that time. You know what you are, Angie? You're psychic. That's what you are. And I know this sounds crazy, but I needed that. I needed to hear someone that I kind of looked mm-hmm. up to confirm what I knew. But, you know, it's like it's embarrassing, you know, because I'm thinking, well, what's that mean? You know, I know I'm just me. You know, but that's basically what made me understand that maybe I was just a little bit different anyway.
What was it like for you, Angie, when you sat down and in front of you was your very first person who was coming to you for your psychic and spiritual advice?
Well, at first, you know, it was basically just people I knew mm-hmm. and, you know, just that. But basically, it scares me to death. It did. You know what? It really did. It scared me to death because I'm so afraid. And to be honest, I'm still a little bit afraid. I'm always afraid of offending somebody or hurting somebody's feelings, you know, mm-hmm. or saying something. And what if I'm wrong? You know, because I'm a human being. And yeah. I don't like to make guarantees. So I'm always a little bit, you know, was worried, like, what if I mess up? And, you know, it just hit me. And I thought, and think of it this way. Just imagine you'll never see this person again. As you live in, so who's going to care? Just say what you want. And I did, and that wasn't true, though. I actually, most people do come back. I'm always wildly surprised that they come back, but most of them do. And but it was sheer terror, the short answer, sheer terror.
Now, when you do a psychic reading, do you channel? Are you a medium? Do you get psychic insight? And if so, is your psychic insight general or focused?
All the above.
Wow.
Now, see, sometimes, Rob, I'll be just minding my business, and, you know, I'll just have, like, a flash or a knowing, or sometimes mm-hmm. I will swear to you that somebody told me something, and they swear they didn't, and I just know it, and that comes out of the blue. Usually when I'm not thinking at all, when I'm just randomly, you know how your mind wanders, when a person, it's what I teach people, when your mind is kind of just wandering, you know, you're half awake, half asleep, something like that, that's when you're psychically powerful. See, all people, Rob, including you, me, and everybody, have this ability to a degree. It's like some people can sing, and they sing beautifully. They've mm-hmm. never even been taught. Other people have to be maybe painstakingly taught to sing a little bit. But the ability, you know, 99% of the time, it's there. But like I said, with me, it's just maybe a little bit more obvious, and it's like, you know, for a lot of people like me. But basically, it just, you know, it'll come to me like that. Now, if I'm going to sit and focus on somebody, like somebody's coming to see me or, you know, calling me or whatever,
sure.
then I have to get in the zone, you might say. And I do that by just chit-chatting. I chit-chat with them until I start get real hyper
right.
at first. And then I start settling down. And, you know, I do feel spiritual beings, and I tell them everything I can. I don't ever hold back. But, you know, as far as now letting spirits, like, take over my body mm-hmm. and work, no, that's not going to be happening here at my house. But yes, I do film and see them, and I do try to help them, and I believe I do help them.
Now, does your psychic ability run in your family? Do other members of your family also have this gift?
All of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just natural. It's just, you know, all my life, you know, I had an aunt that, you know, she would dream dreams, and they were, by the way, very highly religious people.
Right.
And, you know, and I am very spiritual, but, you know, I'm not fundamentalist, but, you know, they were.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just normal and natural. It's just for a lot of them people over in the mountains, too, on deeper mountains. They are just that way. It's just normal, you know? But yeah, everybody in my family, I believe, is. And you know what, Rob? This interested me a little bit. I have a cousin that's a genealogist, and he found out that I'm the direct descendant of this lady called Mary Barnes. And she was the last woman to be hung for witchcraft in Pennsylvania. And when I just found out about this recently. But when I saw that, it broke my heart, because even though it was really about people trying to get her property, mm-hmm. it hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought that woman was like me, you know, and probably everybody was fine with it, whatever. She didn't bother anybody until she had something they wanted, and somebody was able to use her, maybe her, like I said, people like me sometimes scare other people. They said, well, yeah. Use that against her. And it upset me. I took it personally, you know, because I feel like I thought, that could have been me if I'd been living back then, you know?
Do you think Do you think that being a psychic in today's society is a gift or a curse?
It's just going how you look at it. It really, when I'm with the right people, mm-hmm. the people that, you know, respect me, and right. you know, a lot of other cultures respect me more than, you know, the culture here, to be honest.
Really?
But,
yeah.
you know, of course, it's a gift. And when I feel like I help somebody, mm-hmm. and they leave, and they're hugging me, and some guy took his picture with me yesterday. That just tickled me to death, you know. And I love it. I love it when I help somebody. You have no idea how much I love it when the person leaves, and that burden that they brought in is, I love it.
Oh, gosh.
At the same time, honey, it's exhausting. It is exhausting. And sometimes, you know, I don't know if people understand how exhausting it is. And sometimes I just want to go crawl in a hole and not come back out for a long time.
It must be very odd. I've talked to many psychics over the years, and they all say it is so exhausting, but it is a rewarding exhaustion, because they know in their heart of hearts that they've made a positive difference in another person's life.
There you are.
All right, you stand there by, you young lady. You and I have to take our first break. And Exo Nation, our guest this hour is Angela Moore. She is known lovingly by her, let's call it her psychic name, the Hillbilly Psychic. Her website, you ready for this? www.hillbillypsychic.us. And there's also a second website, angelafaymoore.com. And we'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with the news as the X-Zone continues with yours truly, Rob McConnell, from our broadcast center and studios in Niagara, Ontario, Canada. Welcome back, everyone. Our guest this hour is Angela Moore. She's known lovingly throughout internationally as the Hillbilly Psychic. Her website is hillbillypsychic.us, as well as angelafaymoore.com. Now, before we get back to our guest, I'd just like to let you know that in this upcoming edition of the X Chronicles newspaper, our front page story is The Mystery of the Crystal Skull of Doom, that has been made worldwide famous by F.A. Mitchell Hedges and his daughter. We're exposing it as a total fraud, a hoax, a lie perpetrated on society. And why would anybody do this? Well, it's called money and fame. 5 minutes of fame, 15 minutes of fame, however you want to look at it. The public has been duped, and we're exposing it. I'll just give you little tidbits of information. Now, according to Anna Mitchell Hedges, she was adopted by Mitchell Hedges, which is wrong. Anna was his biological daughter, but it kind of made really nice story. And then the crystal skull, according to Mitchell Hedges and his daughter Anna, is thousands of years old. Well, actually, no. It was made in the 20th century in Europe. And Mitchell Hedges did not find it in Louboutin. He bought it at Sotheby's in England during an auction. all the information plus a lot more on different stories with our compliments at xchroniclesnewspaper.com. Like I said, X-Zone Nation, our guest this hour is Angela Moore. She is a psychic. She lives in Western North Carolina in the Appalachian Mountain Range. And welcome back, my dear.
All righty. I'm good to be here.
All righty. How old does a person or should a person be before they sit down with a reputable psychic like yourself?
Oh, I think I'd leave that to the person, you know, to the individual wanting to talk to me. I have seen people as young as 7.
Really?
Actually, one of the most interesting people I ever talked to was a little girl, 7 years old. I always just leave that up to the people that, you know, want to come see me. And, you know, just, I don't try to control all that.
You were talking about dreams a little while ago. Do dreams actually give us hints about what is going to happen in our lives?
Okay, now listen, they can. There's more than one, as you know, as everybody knows, there's more than one kind of dream.
Sure.
And most dreams are going to be anxiety dreams. Most of them, the images or the people in your dreams are actually representing aspects of your personality. And if you'll just think of it like that, you can sort them out yourself. Most of the time, it's just going to be about what you're going through.
Gotcha.
But the foretelling dreams or the psychically kind of dreams, they're going to happen when you're almost awake but not quite. And they're going to have a different feel to them. And a lot of people, you know, they suppress all this during the day because, you know, they're like living, they're working, they got responsibility. But at night, when they're in that sort of halfway place, that's when they will allow that subconsciously, I guess you might say, to come through. And, yeah, you can have all grades of foretelling dreams. I've had, you know, like I said, my aunt was big on that. Or,
right.
You can, you know, some people will have a dream about maybe a person that lives far away or, you know, mother and children. They have that kind of dream bond between them a whole lot of times. But, yeah, dreams are also time, you know, Rob, when people, I believe they travel out of body, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they convert with other people. They convert with spirits. And even though they may not remember the reunion or whatever they may have had with their loved ones, but they may wake up just kind of, you know, having a feeling about that person, just feeling like they're in the room. But they may not remember the details, but whatever was given to them in that visit is going to be there in the back of their mind when they need it. So we're given a lot of comfort. Like I said, we're traveling. We're doing all kinds of things during that sleep time.
Now, can those who have departed this reality communicate with us in our dream state?
Yep, that's what I'm telling you. They sure can. They give us all kinds of information and comfort. The trick is, now, Rob, is telling the difference between, you know, like I said, an anxiety dream. And you just have to really learn to pay attention. But the ones that are, and like I said, Rob, you might not even remember the dream. You just might wake up, remember a bit or a piece, or you just gone so in your mind. Or you might wake up and you smell a certain scent you associate with them, or something has happened. And, you know, that's when you just go say, I know I had a visit with my loved one. I know it. Or visit with people you don't even know that may be working with you right now as a guide for whatever reason. I think they work with us because it helps them to help us. And then sometimes we might remember it, you know, but a lot of times we just get the bits and pieces and we have to go on faith that whatever they gave us, it's there when we need it.
Speaking about faith, a lot of people are having what they call angelic visitations these days, where they're getting visits by angels, giving them personal messages or warning them against future events. What is your take on that?
Well, you know, angels are messengers, and so I'm not going to naysay somebody else's experience with that. That's, you know, I would not want to say that did or didn't happen because I don't know those individuals.
Right.
I do think that some people have told me that they feel that they have had that visit. And once in a while, I do feel, I mean, I believe, this is nothing I can prove, of course, but I personally believe that all humans have an angel with them to keep them on whatever path, good, bad, or ugly, because, you know, the path that we're on isn't always supposed to be, you know, all rosy. We're here to learn about the fine art of being human. And I think sometimes they keep us on this path in ways that are maybe beyond our mortal understanding at this time. Whereas the spirits of past over, the blinders that we have now,
right,
those blinders are down and they can see the big picture. But of course, angels, created beings, you mm-hmm. know, they are not human. They can see and know and bring us messages and do all sorts of things. I don't always feel comfortable when people like want to maybe elevate those angel experiences. I think that sometimes it might get in the way of what we need to be doing. I don't know that we are supposed to have this mm-hmm. intimate relationship with God or angels. I think we're supposed to know maybe they're there and helping us. Now, listen, Rob, I'll tell you. Let's just say you're going along the road in the car, right?
Right.
And there's a detour ahead, and there's mm-hmm. some guy out there with a sign that says detour, turn left or something. Well, that's what you do. You see the sign that he's showing you, mm-hmm. and you turn left at the appropriate time. You don't stop and get out of your car and
right.
go meet him, shake his hand, have a cup of coffee, and get to be his new best friend. Because that's not his job. His job is to give you the signs to guide you, and your job is to see those signs, albeit very often those signs are going to be on an unconscious level. You have to trust your process. But, you know, you end up where you need to be. You can look back and you can say, man, I can see how I was guided now. Now
sure.
I get it.
So
but often it is a mindset.
So basically we have to pay more attention to our intuitive GPS.
There you go. And you pay attention to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to what's going on in your life. And it's okay to get a little help, you know, from
sure
people, like, if you can trust them. You know, you don't want, word of mouth, honey, word of mouth. That's how you won't find anybody. But, you know, you could go to, like, your own. I try to help people to learn how to find their own way. But, you know how it is. You get nervous and bent out of shape. It's real hard to see anything for yourself.
You know, there's nothing wrong with asking people for help. I learned that very early
not,
in
not
life.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I was just going to say, it shows character and strength when you say, hey, listen, I don't know about this. Can you help me find out?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I try to get people to get help in all manner of ways when they're going through a struggle. I have to, mm-hmm. you know, I mean,
sure.
you know, we're humans. We are pack animals. They have to depend on one another. I agree 100%. But
yeah.
I also think sometimes too, you know, and you know too, you have to be careful with who you know. You got to be careful with who you trust. And like I
that's
said,
right.
word of mouth,
mm-hmm.
people who know people, that's your best bet for finding the proper help, okay?
It's just like when you're going to renovate your home. You just don't take the hearsay of the first person who comes to the door and says, hey, listen, I understand you're looking for a contractor. I can do the job. You know what? You
yep.
you go through five or six before you make a decision based on references, like you were saying. What people say,
mm-hmm.
and then the work, the pictures that he's done of other locations. You know, you're right. You just don't pick the first person. You have to choose where people are going to give you the right information. And I think in your case, young lady, this is what you do, because I feel that you've got a very open heart and you're there to help. And I admire that in you.
Thank you. That's real sweet.
All right, I'd like you to just stand by. You and I have to take our commercial break for the news at the bottom of the hour. And Exo Nation, my guest this hour is Angela Moore. Her websites are www.angelafaymoore.com. That's MOORE.com. And her other website is hibbilypsychic.us. And we're going to be back on the other side of this commercial break as we talk more with our special guest this way, who's in Western North Carolina, the one and only hillbilly psychic herself, Angela Moore, on the other side of this break. Once again, don't forget, you can always find out about who's playing what, which show is on at what time, what day of the week, just by going to www.xzbn.net. And for all the programs we have available for you on the X-Zone TV channel, just go to www.simultv.com, and in the search engine on the main page, just type in X-Zone. I'm Rob McConnell, Angela Moore, and I will be back on the other side of this news break. Don't go away. Thank you. Welcome back to the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, right here on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, Talkstar Radio Network, Simul TV, and the Mutual Broadcast Network. If you'd like to send me an email, xzone@xzoneradiotv.com is the email address. And by the way, speaking about the X-Zone TV channel, do you remember Leonard Nimoy in the In Search of TV show? Well, you can watch all 143 episodes on the X-Zone TV channel. And in fact, we have some very exciting news to tell you about a new version of the In Search of TV show that is going to be hosted by somebody we all know here. So it's interesting times. And once again, www.xzbn.net for the radio side and www.simultv.com for the X-Zone TV channel. Angelum, first of all, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. We're super happy that you're here. What do you think your most important challenge has been as a professional psychic?
Golly, I don't know. I guess finding proper balance, you know, in my life with, with how much, you know, I can do for others and you know, keep enough left over for myself.
Yeah.
So I would imagine it's just maintaining my balance.
How has, this is a strange question, so I hope I'm going to ask it the right way. How has being a psychic enriched your life?
Well, golly, Bum, every time I have somebody come up and hug me, or, you know, have somebody tell me what I did for them, and, you know, I'm going to be honest, I can't remember anything anymore. I never did have much of a memory, but I'm just sad anymore. So I don't remember, you know, somebody maybe from a while back. And,
right.
When somebody comes and tells me, like, you know, 10 years ago, I saw you and you changed my life. And it's like, first of all, I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. But I don't try to understand it anymore, honey. I don't even try because I'm not going to. All I can do is be so grateful, and I'm so...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't know what I am. I'm touched. I guess it's the word. I'm just touched, and I'm embarrassed, but I'm touched, and I'm grateful that I had that opportunity to matter. You know what, Rob? That just reminded me a long time ago. Golly, damn, it's funny that this just now come back to my mind, that I was asking myself, what did I, at the end of my life, what did I want to be able to say about my life? That was, I wanted to matter. Oh, my God, I just realized that. That happened, golly, bam, when I was a young girl, and I'm not a young girl anymore. So thank you, Rob. You just taught me something there. You reminded me of something I needed to know.
Well, I'm glad I've been able to help. With all the people that you've talked to on the other side, Angela, based on your communication as a medium, what happens to us when we die?
Well, you know, again, human being here, I don't know everything, but it seems to me that we are often, if not usually, met by a spiritual being, either someone, most people actually, it's their mother, if they were close, but, you know, a lot of times people will see an angel or a religious figure, but there does seem to be that someone there, our angels, maybe, to meet us, to escort us to a place of a life review. And where they are, Rob, there's no time. Everything is just right now. So somebody that passed away by our time 20, 30 years ago, to them it's just today. It's just right now. Everything is today. So, and like I said, some of those people may move on, or maybe some of those may come back, you know, for another try at being human, and some of them stay in spirit and guide us, as we already talked about there, in ways that, you know, they can see something we can't.
I know that you're a spiritual healer, but do you also do physical healings?
Well, that's basically, I hate to even talk about that because I'm always so scared I'm going to get somebody's hopes up, and I don't really talk about it too much, but I mean, I have had things happen. I don't really like to talk about it. Okay. So when I just see somebody, I just kind of do what I do. And I'm going to be honest with you, most of the time, I don't even tell them. But on occasion, I do tell them, and then they get back to me, mm-hmm. and they say stuff happened. And see, that's another one of them things. It's like, you know, it scares people. One time, honey, this girl comes to see me, and I'm thinking, that girl, there's something wrong with her lungs, you know? I mean, I can feel it. I mean, I am not happy about it. She's going to die. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think she had to die. Yes, sometimes I do feel people are going to die rarely. And if I can see a way around, you better know I'm going to tell them you have got to do this or that. And that's one of the very, no, it's not one of the few times. When I see people going to have something bad happen, which is most of the time common sense, you know, most of the time that's something we can probably all do. I'm going to do my best to influence their decision. Most of the time I don't try to influence the thing because that's not my job, you know.
Right.
I mean, I try to steer people like a common sense kind of way. But anyway, heck, I forgot what story I was talking about. What were we talking about?
I was asking.
Mine just went blank. Oh, healing stuff. Yeah, and it's like this girl, she kept saying, you know, and I'm thinking, this girl's going to die. And mm-hmm. I told her, I said, you know, and then she confirmed to me. And the reason I'm telling her is because I want her to stop whatever she was doing because I felt it was some sort of a thing that didn't have to happen.
Right.
I thought this girl can get help. And she confirmed that she had been to the doctor. They told her the same thing, that she had to quit smoking because she had something wrong with her lung. And I said, listen, I think I can, let me touch you and put some healing energy in, which I don't touch people hardly anymore. I can do it. I don't have to touch you. If I can think you, I can be there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, by the way, that's a thought. If you can think it, you can be there. Don't forget I told you that. But anyway, I wanted to touch her at this time, you know, because I wanted to help her. My hands was hot. That's how I know the healing's running through me because my hands was hot. No, she wouldn't let me. You know why? She was afraid of me. She was afraid of me. And that hurt my feelings terribly.
Wow.
Because it's my thing. I can't stand it. And it's held me back. Rob, I could have been a contender if I could have ever got past the fear, that my fear of other people being afraid of me. Anyway,
I can understand that. I can understand where you're coming from. You know, because here you are, a person who wants to do so much good, and then when people are hesitant about accepting what you're doing because you want to do something that is good, and they say no, I can understand why you'd get hurt feelings, and I'm sorry about that.
Well, it's okay, and it's not like I don't understand them, too. I mean, mm-hmm. I'd probably be the same way, but, you know, it makes me mad at myself that I have, you know, let other people maybe influence me too much. But again, human, you know.
Right.
I do the best I can. What are you going to do? I do the best I can. There it is.
Well, that's all any one of us can do, is the very best we can. You know, if we succeed. You know, like the entire reason for my show that I've been doing this 30 years, 5 nights a week, 4 guests a night, is to try and make a positive difference in one person's life.
You've done it, honey. I guarantee you.
That's all I
want
to do.
Done it.
Well, that's because I've got guests like you on the show. You know, all I do is I bring two sides to a table. I bring you, the guest, and I bring electronically the listeners or the viewers or my readers. It is up to them to make up their own mind. If they want to accept the help that a guest is conveying, that's great. If they choose not to, that's great too, because everyone has, you know, freedom of will on this planet. There is no,
yep.
You see, I believe in my heart of hearts that the word impossible should be taken out of the dictionary, should be taken out of every lexicon, because when you believe something is impossible, you're dampering yourself. I believe, and this is my belief, number one, the word belief has the strongest power in the universe. Because if you believe, anything can happen. I also believe in dreams, because the only I use the analogy, and I've used this with my kids, my grandkids, my friends, and people I have the opportunity of speaking to. The only difference between a dream and reality is just doing it. Dreams do come true, but it's not handed to you on a silver platter. It takes work. It takes dedication. It takes persistence. Because the dream is the thought And the work that you do in making your dream come true, the result is reality. You know what? I truly believe that life is simple. We humans complicate it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you just said.
Well, I'm a very, you know what? I don't like complicating things. I really don't. Simplicity to me is the way that it should go. And you know what? You're with me tonight. We're making a difference in somebody's life. And all I can do is thank you, because we have one more segment, and let the listeners know how they can contact you. And that's by going to these two websites, X-Zone Nation, hillbillypsychic.us, and then AngelaFayMoore.com. Now, Angela, you and I have to take our final break for this hour. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about your books, what you do, and how you do it.
All righty.
All right. Stand by. X-Zone Nation, once again, Angela Moore is our special guest. She's known lovingly as the Hillbilly Psychic. Two websites, www.hillbillypsychic.us and www.angelafaymoore.com. And I'll be back on the other side with Angela as we wrap up this hour here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Niagara, Ontario, Canada. Don't forget, X-Zone Broadcast Network, www.xzbn.net, and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV, www.simultv.com. I'm Rob McConnell. Don't go away. Welcome back, everyone. Angela Moore is our special guest. She's known as the Hillbilly Psychic. Her website, hillbillypsychic.us and angelafaymoore.com. First of all, Angela, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. I love your energy, and I love the fact that you talk with such an open heart. Yeah, you sound like a hugamite to me. Well, you know what? That's what it takes. Now, during the commercial break, I asked you if you could give me a reading and a trend. And I gave you some information. And I also said, whatever you interpret, just let it go. So what can you tell me about the information I gave you?
Well, I asked you what was your birthday, because two things help me find the person. I can find them. Mm-hmm. Without anything, but it just makes it easier if I have a name, Rob, and your birthday, and that just gives me a kind of a little focus, and it kind of opens the door, and then I kind of go through the door,
yep.
And it starts general, and then gets more specific. Now, sometimes it don't. Sometimes, I mean, some people's energy just knocked me down. Now, I will tell you, if you come here to the house and I didn't know who you was, I'm telling you, I would probably meet you at the road before you got to the door to tell you stuff, because your energy is very cushy, for lack of a better word, and that means that to me it's soft, it's easy for, I don't know, it's like it's blendable. That makes no sense probably, but that's how it feels to me, and I love that, because usually people like that are easier for me to read. And what I would feel with you is, I could be wrong, because mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people listening and I'm getting a lot of interference in this particular format, but I feel like you probably have a lot of psychic ability, to be honest. I'd be very surprised if at some point in your life you don't have psychic dreams. I actually do feel your angel, which is weird for me to say. That's something I don't normally feel or say, because I usually don't feel it. I just believe it's there, but I actually do feel yours. I think that you have a lot of love coming at you. I think that you are very, as soft as your energy is, though, you're very strong underneath, and you are maybe even willful, maybe a little bit stubborn, I don't know. But I feel like you also, I feel babies. Now, you mentioned grandbabies a minute ago. But I feel like you would be the kind of person that little children would feel safe with.
Yep.
You might inspire safety in others. You don't take no nonsense. I do feel like you have a lot of inner conflict now. I don't know why I think that, but I do. And I think you got, now don't get mad at me because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
You got a little pocket of rage sitting in there, kind of tucked away in the corner. I'm not worried about it, but it just feels like, you know, you don't ever want to get into that place with you because you could probably be pretty scary, but mostly I think you're a very sweet person.
Well,
as long as somebody's not, you know, taking away your power, you know, your personal.
Right.
Somebody's putting you in a corner. That's what I would say.
Well, you know what? I used to be a police officer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you picked that up because people have always told me that when I went into a situation as a police officer, that they felt safe as soon as I got on scene.
Yeah, you got that energy. You calmed me down. I was very nervous
at
the beginning of the show, you know, which is normal, but
yeah.
You do have a calming influence. And now I'm going to tell you something weird. I don't know if you're, I do feel a spirit with you. Now, I don't know if, I'm just going to say there is a spirit with you. You probably got a bunch of them. But one is a father figure. Now, I don't know. Your father might be still living. I don't know. But I feel a father figure with you, regardless. And I'm just supposed to let you know that he, and I'm sorry if I'm getting weird about you. You know, I don't want to be, you know, saying the wrong thing. But I do know this man is there. He wants you to know he's there. He wants you to know he's trying to help you out. And that's non-negotiable. So have that for whatever it's worth.
Okay. And I'm going to validate what you just said. My dad is still with us, thank God. But my godfather, who was my uncle, my mentor, passed a couple of years ago. And I have always felt him with me. So once again, you're right on.
Thank you. Also, by the way, you may have something going on at some point or somebody close to you because we absorb other people. You know, when you touch other people, you actually attach a tentacle to them. We all do that. That's why sometimes when you get home at night, you kind of got to shake that off because you absorb all the stuff, you know. But I did feel that, heck, I just got lost again. There was something there. What was that? Somebody needs to help me. I just can't. I am telling you, I am heading for the home. It's coming. I can feel it down the road. But I just feel that you do have a lot of help on the other side. Oh, face. I felt something around your face, a jaw, a tooth, the side of your head. Either you or somebody close to you. Maybe having some issue there that might need attending to. Don't worry about it. Everybody's fine. It's just a little thing that kind of come wafting through, and I'm just throwing it out there, okay?
Well, when I'm unaware of anything right now, but when I do find out, I will let you know.
Okay, I do get ahead of myself. And like I said, it don't have to be you. It could be somebody close to you. And like I said, it just popped up. And I always do this. I always try to tell everybody. This is what I always tell people when they come to see me. I apologize in advance, first off, for all my nonsense, because I'm probably going to get off track and I'm going to tell you stories nobody cares about. But I'm working. That's how I work. I have to get my mind at a certain place. But I also tell people, if I tell you something now and it don't make sense, it might make sense tomorrow. I cannot tell you how many people that will say, I didn't know what you're talking about, but now I do. Now I do.
Tell us about, or can you share with us, the funniest thing that has happened to you because of your psychic work?
Oh, Lordy, I don't even know. I mean, the only thing I can think of that would be funny, well, there's funny stuff on a regular basis, but I don't always get the joke right away. But,
really?
I don't know. I don't even know what to tell you there, but, oh, Lordy, you know, I'm going to have to tell you, I'm not making this up. I thought that man's going to ask me that question, and I couldn't think of it then, and now I can't think of it now. But let me just tell you, there is always some embarrassing incident somewhere around me that will be happening at any given time.
Really, yeah.
Let me put it out there like that, because I try to tend to walk around and just hope somebody will point me in the right direction and I end up where I'm supposed to be.
I know that feeling. There's a lot of television shows on about ghosts, hauntings, things that go bump in the night. Based on the information that you receive from the other side, how legitimate, how close to reality are these shows?
Well, now, some of them are. You know, I've had a lot of experience in that area as well. Honest to God, there's always some spirit. Man, we need to have a whole other show.
I think we will, yes.
Ghost stories.
Yeah, love to.
But, some of it, you know, obviously is a little bit, you know, dramatized or contrived. Some of it, you know, I mean, it's TV, honey. You know, you're going to have to juice it up a little bit. But, yeah, at the same time, I see a lot of stuff in there that I can say, yep, that happened to me, or yep, I've seen stuff like that before. So a lot of it, you got to use the common sense, and you got to understand the difference between reality and entertainment. Having said that, yeah, there's some of it, you know, it's not that far off. It's free right on.
My final question for you tonight, my dear friend, is, are there aliens among us or even within
yes.
us?
Yes. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm excited about that.
It's all right.
That's one of my favorite subjects. Yeah.
See,
I
that,
love it.
See, that's another show we're going to have to do, because I'm sure that'll take up another hour as well. You know, we've got another hour to do on ghosts, and then we'll have to do another hour on on the aliens. But in the next couple of minutes, tell me why you believe that aliens are real.
I feel them. I've also got a fear that one day I'm going to have some client come to see me, and they're going to be like really ordinary and nice. But as I'm talking to them, I'm going to get kind of freaked out. And then they're going to like raise antenna out of their head and realize that they're here to get me, you know, and they're going to like do it smooth-like.
Right.
But honest to God, and I'm telling you the truth, I just sense it, I feel it, I just know it. I believe that I have seen many people, and I can tell them, I can look at them, Rob, and I will tell them, you know, you've got alien DNA. I'm telling you, you're not fully human. You may have had past lives. You may have lived here as a human being many times, but I'm telling your spirit, it's not from this world. Now, that's a crazy thing to say to somebody, but you know what? I've never said that to one person what they didn't tell me they knew it already. They feel it already. But, yeah, I think there's other ones that are, you know, they are just dropped down here. They know full well what they are and who they are. And they're just mingling among us, maybe gathering information. I don't know. Maybe I have had, you know, maybe I've just gone one step too far. But, you know, I'm sorry. I'm there. I'm just there. And I believe, honey, I believe they have been preparing society for about 20 years now and to get ready. And, you know, I think that it's getting more and more obvious that people are being prepared for, this is happening, people. I mean, look at the people who will validate what I am telling you, educated people who are in, you know, the field that would know, like astronauts. Google it. These are not other fellow hillbillies.
You're too hard on yourself. In fact, I'm going to change your name from, I'm just going to call you the lovable, I'm going to call you the lovable psychic hillbilly from now on.
That's fine and dandy, because, you know, I'm proud to be hillbilly. I'm proud of my heritage, and that's how you know a real hillbilly, honey, because they're always proud of who they are.
Listen, the time has come when you and I must say so long for tonight, Angela. I want to thank you ever so much for joining us. It has been a delight having you here on the show, and I promise we'll have you back on to talk about ghosts and aliens in the near future.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. You take care of yourself. Have a wonderful long weekend. And thank you once again for being here with us tonight on the X-Zone. And X-Zone Nation, X-Zone Nation, if you'd like to contact our guest this hour, the one and only Angela Moore, hillbillypsychic.us and angelafaymoore.com. I'll be back on the other side of this news break at 6:30 past the top of the hour as we continue here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Niagara, Ontario, Canada. I'm Rob McConnell. Don't go away.